Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla at you, boy. What is up? Sam Crowley, welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's Wednesday, May something. I don't even know. Everyday Saturday. Nobody knows what day it is. Nobody cares. It's raining money. Hallelujah. It's that Saturday money. You know, we never talk about money on the show. We talk about priority, purpose, freedom, passion. But let me tell you something. We're on to something here, my friends. That's Saturday money, that money you make when you love doing what it is you love to do. I think by hitting the reset button, I mean, being in, you know, the man of faith that I am. I believe God hit the reset button. I really do. That's the way I'm looking at 2020. He said, look, man, this stuff's getting way out of control. Let me hit the old reset button. Let's get all the priorities. Let's clean out those casinos. Let's clean out those bars. Let's get the crime rate down. All that violence all of a sudden seems to wither away a little bit. And let's put the purpose and the priorities back in life. And I'm telling you what, man, I've been on this journey along with you. I know you've been following me on this podcast, What's New, What's New. Launched the first Shopify store out there, and I've got my second one going live. I'm going to start sending advertising to it. I'll let you know. You know, look, I'm the crash test dummy for all things entrepreneur. I don't mind being that guy. I love it. I relish it, as a matter of fact, because I'm not interested in other people's opinion. I'm interested in, can I squeeze the last bit of toothpaste out of the tube of life? And look, who would argue with passive income? You know, who would argue with going out there and trying to make a little of that Saturday money on the side, that Saturday bread, as we call it, and also supporting your family and not having to rely on the government or the employer ever again? I think that's a noble cause. Fortunately, it's one I've been on for the past 15 years. Would love to tell you I've had nothing but smashing success. I've had a few wins and I had a few grand slams, Reggie Jackson style. And I've had a few Titanic Babe Ruth style whiffs. But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't give this journey up for anything. I shared a story yesterday on my Facebook page and on Instagram. It was 8 years ago yesterday that I went to visit my dad. And those of you that don't know that, I mean, whenever I mention my dad, like, dude, I thought you didn't have a dad. Yeah, that's true. Met the guy in Annapolis, Maryland at a coffee shop. Looked him up and I said, yo, Pops, what's going on, man? It's Sammy Boy, number 8 in the line of 8 kids that you left behind for mom to raise by herself back in the late 60s. Holla at you, boy. Let's grab a cup of coffee and chat. And I think he was as nervous as a kitty in a lightning storm. I'm not sure the old man wanted to actually meet, but I was 44 years old. Well, soon to be 44 years old. And I'm like, look, man, this ain't about you. It ain't about me. It ain't about any of this. You know, let's bring up all this baggage. Where were you? You know, that's a conversation you can have with God. I'm more interested in just, you know, hanging out and having a cup of coffee. I was speaking at, I was visiting my buddy Mike in Hershey. It's about a 2-hour drive to Annapolis from Hershey, if I recall correctly. Boy, what a fun night we had in Hershey, PA at Houlihan's the night before. Holy moly. Mike's my best friend from Bradford, PA. Known each other since we were kids. And I went to his house in Hershey, drove down to see my dad in Maryland, drove back to Hershey afterwards and crashed that night and then made the trek back to the Natty. But me and dad grabbed a cup of coffee. I picked him up. And look, the dude was nervous. You could tell he's 80-something years old or late 70s at the time. I can't even really remember. And anyway, we sat down, grabbed a cup of coffee, talked. I just wanted him to fill me in. You know, hey, where were you born? What was your child? Like all these stories you get to ask your parents when over a cup of coffee or pancakes in the morning. You never get a chance to ask them if they happen to, you know, skedaddle out of town after you were born 3 months later. And, you know, the guy came back into my life in a couple times, maybe when I was 3, 4, 5 years old. I honestly only have just a very, like fuzzy vision of him ever being around maybe once or twice. He might have been around 15 times for all I know. I had no clue. But here I was having coffee with somebody who's a stranger, yet it's my dad, which is kind of a wild thing. But after a while, kind of settled in, laughed a little bit. I can see where I get my, you know, wit and humor. My mom had an amazing quick wit, by the way, as well. So she was very smart. I think my mom and dad met at Catholic University in D.C. My mom was a nurse. My dad ended up being a college professor of all things. That's how we ended up in Bradford, PA. He became a college professor. We called him Dr. Dad. He must have had his PhD, I guess. But he taught at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford, and that's how we ended up in Bradford. Anyway, he didn't stick around very long after I was born, and so I shared that story on Instagram. You can follow me at Every Day is Saturday. I shared that photo of my dad and I at the coffee shop. And I just gave a little bit of the backstory. I wasn't about that, you know, I wasn't about to have that meeting to bring up all the baggage. I was just there to say, hey, man, you're forgiven, you know. I don't even know if he was looking for that, but I gave it. And let me tell you, it feels really good to be on the other side of that. I almost feel guilty when someone says, hey, I forgive you, which, by the way, I've had to have grace granted to me a million times over. And if I can give that to somebody else, especially on that level, it isn't a competition like, oh, I gave more grace than you did. I'm just saying, at that level, you can forgive your dad or any parent for leaving you and having your mom raise 8 kids, then that's pretty cool, you know? And I said, hey, dude, I don't know if you're even worried about I forgive you. It's all good, dude. I'm not interested in crucifying you. That's a different conversation you can have with a man upstairs. I just kind of want you to fill me in, like, what was life like before I was born? Yeah, I was born in 68. Him and my mom had been together since, what, the late 40s, maybe? Early 50s? My brother Chris was born, I think, in 51. So, I mean, come on, man. Fill me in on all those gaps. And it was good. And then we left. And he died a few years later. And that was it. So I guess if you're into that word closure, that was a good way to do it. You know, got a chance to meet the guy. I think I would have felt guilty had I not reached out to him and been the bigger man and just said, hey, man, let's grab a cup of coffee and, you know, make this happen. So I shared that story, and I want to inspire you to share your story. And here's the other thing. A lot of people don't think that their story matters or people care about their story. And then you're going to have friends and family like, why'd you share all that? Why don't even... Screw that, man. It ain't about them, you know. It's about you, and it's even more importantly about the story and the other people that you're impacting by sharing your story. I got mad love 8 years ago when I shared that original photo. I got mad love yesterday. You might have been one of them that liked it on social media and made a comment, and for that, thank you. So, it ain't about me. It ain't about my dad. It ain't about me trying to, like, pose and show anybody up or anything. It's about the other people that reached out to me publicly and privately saying, dude, thank you. Man, I got a similar story. I get it. Resonates with me. It sucks. But here's the line I put in there, that you can't pick your parents. You don't get to choose who they are, okay? And secondly, you can choose 100% how you react to a situation. You can't choose a situation. Sometimes you can't control what happens, but you have 100% control over how you react to what happens. And I use that all the time. And I wish I could tell you I hit it perfectly, but I don't. You know that. We're all human. But I really try to be mindful of, okay, let's manage the control to the situation the best possible way we can. Sometimes it involves stepping away from it. Sometimes it involves reading an email or reading something online and then minimizing it or just Xing out of that window and coming back and reading it the next day when you're less emotional. A lot of that. So, you know, you can control 100%, but boy, you got to get your story out there. You have got to get your story out there. Forget about those people closest to you. They're going to be the worst, harshest, ridiculous critics, okay? They don't matter. Not one iota. They don't pay your bills. They have nothing to do with your legacy.
They're like, wait a minute, you weren't like this before. This is not how I remember you.
And it's just all BS, man. You get that story out there and you share that story and you inspire other people. And even if you're not in the storytelling business like I am necessarily, maybe you don't have a podcast or maybe you aren't a speaker. It doesn't matter. You use that story as the fabric and weave that throughout everything you do. So it inspires you and then inspires other people. And share it as much as you can. Look, people want to know who you are. They want to know what drives you. They want to know that they are not just an anomaly out there trying to navigate life. So get rid of, you know, I say this all the time, man. Cut that inner circle out. We call it relationship surgery. Cut it out. Just cut them out. You're better off for it. There's nothing nasty about that. There's nothing in the Bible that says you got to keep going back and back and back and back and back to people who don't give two hoots about you. So don't worry about it, man. But man, I really want to encourage you to share your story. I would love to help you do that. I've been telling stories for 15 years and helping people monetize their story. Get a hold of me. Get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com. Tell me your story, and then let's work together, and I'll show you how to blast it out there like a Batman signal. People will see it coming from all over. LaunchWithSam.com. Share your story right now. All right, let's do it. Follow me on Instagram at Everyday Saturday. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.